Hello.
Hi.
So this is today. So today's episode is our final episode on haunted locations.
Yes.
So I decided instead of picking just one haunted location, what I would do is talk about multiple locations that are haunted, and that will be cemeteries that are haunted throughout the world. So the location is a cemetery, but it will be multiple cemeteries that are haunted. What do you think? Does that sound fun?
I think it sounds stupid. Can't wait for
Yeah. So, because we're still trying to figure out maybe what we're doing for like Halloween, and a lot of like haunted houses and things have been canceled that we would maybe normally do with the kids. I took them on a field trip this week, which is probably like a little like a weird, but the weather was good, and we went up to a town in Washington called Port Gamble, which is north, and it's just this like really, really cute town where it's old fashioned. Well, I would say old fashioned, but I guess it's more of kind of it used to be maybe like a military town. And they have like just really cute houses, like Victorian era houses. And they have an old cemetery, they have an old chapel, and it's like right on the water, the Hood Canal. And the leaves were just all turning orange and yellow, and it was just really pretty, and it was a really sunny day. But because it's fall, it looks sunny, but it's like the wind is blowing, so it's that like 40 to 50 degree really cold weather. And so I decided that we would go up there, and then there's like a farm that's about 15 minutes from there, and we've already been to a pumpkin patch, but we went to another farm and picked out a pumpkin. So I thought it would be kind of fun to go to this like older looking town with fall leaves, go around like the cemetery. And I had seen on a virtual ghost tour, because that's how everything is in 2020, that there is a haunted house up there named the Walter Ames House, and it's supposed to be one of the more haunted houses in Washington State. Now, I'm still kind of unclear like why it's haunted. Like, I don't really understand the backstory. It's not like there was some massacre in this house, other than it's just like a really old house from the 1800s. But when ghost investigators go there, in the upper attic, there's said to be like a child ghost. And we didn't see anything. It's locked, so you can't go inside, but you can walk around it. And so the weird thing is when, and this is like the middle of the day, it's like 2:30 in the afternoon, we were walking around it, and we heard, as if you're inside a house, like a door creaking open, like an attic door creaking open. So that was kind of weird because we were on the outside of the house just walking around, and you kind of hear. And then from what I've seen from the paranormal, like ghost people that have like posted videos, they'll put toys up in the attic, and then the toys will get played with. And then, like, if they're battery operated toys, they'll ask yes or no questions, and then, like, they'll light up in response to if it's a yes or a no answer. So obviously we couldn't go inside there. We couldn't do any of that. And then we went to the cemetery. And when you and I were in Girl Scouts, we would do this kind of thing. So I don't think it was anything like dark or anything like that, but it's an old military cemetery from when there was like a battle that happened. And you can find like old cannonball shrapnel from like in the trees still. I didn't see any, but that was what they had said in the historical marker, that you can still find like pieces of cannonballs in the trees and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's kind of interesting, because it's like right on the Hood Canal, like right on the water and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, when we're in Girl Scouts, they say, what, you know, find the oldest cemetery, like headstone, find the youngest, find the oldest person buried here, find the youngest person buried here, you know. So like we kind of did that, and you know, there was, you know, like a baby buried there, but it was really sad because a lot of the more common ages was only like 24 or 27.
Yeah,
you know, outside of like the baby that was buried there, but like ages 24, 27, and a lot of people buried there in the 1880s. So they all had those like really, really cool headstones. So I was like, oh, instead of just finding like a haunted house, we should talk about haunted cemeteries. So I found this article from Sarah Crocker from September 17th, 2020. And so she, according to her, these are the world's most haunted cemeteries. So first we'll go to Scotland, Grey Friars Kirkyard. So Grey Friars Kirkyard in Edinburgh, Scotland, which obviously Edinburgh is supposed to be like the most haunted place in the world anyway. So I'm already like, oh yeah, this is probably got to be the most haunted cemetery too. Was established in the early 1560s. So around Grey Friars Kirk, a parish church. Since then, it's earned a reputation as one of the most haunted spots in all of Europe. What earned the reputation? One popular theory focuses on the Covenanters prison, described by the Scottish Covenanter Memorials Association as a field just south of Grey Friars. It was used to hold hundreds of prisoners from the Battle of Bothwell Bridge in 1679. Perhaps their rage and despair infected the adjoining graveyard with bad energy. One of the most haunted spots, according to the legend, is the tomb of George Mackenzie, now understood to be one of the great villains of Scottish history. According to Atlas Obscura, Mackenzie was a lawyer and official who became notorious for prosecuting the Covenanters, religious and political dissenters. He allowed guards to viciously beat prisoners and seemed to delight in their eventual death sentences. After his own death, Mackenzie was entombed in an elaborate mausoleum, says Ghosts of Edinburgh. His final resting place isn't so restful, however, as it has been routinely vandalized over the centuries. In 1998, a homeless man attempted to sleep inside and fell into an inner chamber. Though horrified, the man escaped with only a few scratches. Some maintain that Mackenzie's spirit was unleashed after this event. People standing nearby report being pushed, scratched, bitten, bruised, and even knocked unconscious by an evil force. Number two, Chicago's Resurrection Cemetery can't contain its dead. Not far from Chicago's Midway International Airport sits Resurrection Catholic Cemetery. According to the Chicago Tribune, it's the largest cemetery in the suburb of Justice, Illinois. It opened in 1904 and can lay claim to almost 190,000 burials. If you believe the tales, it's almost home. It's also home to an infamous spirit. One version of the story, as retold by the Chicago Reader, involves the legend of Vince, a man from Chicago South Side. Out one evening, he met a pretty blonde woman in a local ballroom and spent the evening dancing with her. She called herself Mary. Vince offered to give her a ride home, but when they passed Resurrection Cemetery, she told him to stop. She got out, walked to the gates of the graveyard, and promptly vanished. When he went to her address the next day, a woman told him that Mary had died years ago in a car accident. If he really wanted to visit her, she said, he could always go to her grave at Resurrection Cemetery. Resurrection Mary, as she's come to be known, has become a Chicago legend. As related by the lineup, people variously report picking her up and watching her disappear inside the car, nearly hitting a woman near the cemetery and finding nothing, or simply watching her phantom stroll along Archer Avenue just outside the burial grounds. Number 3, St. Louis Cemetery. Number 1 is dominated by the spirit of Mary Laveau. St. Louis Cemetery Number 1 in New Orleans is the oldest graveyard in a city rich with dramatic history. It opened in 1789, says Atlas Obscura, and now holds hundreds of bodies, many in striking above-ground tombs. The most famous resident of St. Louis Number 1 is Mary Laveau, the powerful voodoo practitioner who made her mark on the city in the 19th century. Her tomb, says Haunted Cemeteries, is marked by occult images left by visitors, the most popular being a series of 3 exits. Don't do that yourself if you visit, as it's damaging to the historic structure. Besides, you might upset the voodoo queen. Laveau may indeed still be around. After her 1881 death, Laveau's followers swore that they saw her strolling through New Orleans. She might still be seen among the monuments of St. Louis Number 1. Storming out of her tomb and frightening visitors, reports Legends of America. She isn't alone. If the stories are to be believed, according to Haunted New Orleans, the graveyard is haunted by a lady in white. Taxi drivers reportedly avoid the cemetery after a legend said that one of them picked up a girl in a wedding dress. When he went to the address she gave him, someone told the driver that the girl sitting in his back seat had died years ago. The driver turned back to see that she had already disappeared. Number 4, Cheeseman Park still holds Denver's haunted secrets. Denver's lovely Cheeseman Park was once a cemetery, says the Denver Library. It first opened in 1858 when Denver was little more than a collection of dusty buildings. By 1893, the city had become the state capital of Colorado, and the burial ground held an estimated 5,000 graves. Also by then, city leaders had soured on the idea of having a large graveyard in the middle of their growing city. Wouldn't a park be much nicer? Thus, the city of Denver began the arduous task of moving the thousands of burials to other cemeteries throughout the city. It hired undertaker E.P. McGovern to oversee the project, but McGovern turned out to be a crook. According to the Haunted Heart of Denver, McGovern was paid per burial, so he split body parts into different coffins in an attempt to earn more commission. That is disgusting. He was also criminally sloppy, leaving human remains and burial parts strewn above the site. The city fired him, but never bothered to hire a replacement. Instead, workers quietly pulled the headstones and went ahead with construction. Today, there are as many as 3,000 bodies still buried at Cheeseman. Many swear that the park is full of ghosts. Denver's KUSA reports that visitors claim to encounter spirits both in the park and surrounding homes. A writer staying in a nearby mansion was so spooked that their experience inspired the 1980 ghost film, The Changeling. Ooh. Oh my gosh, so out of all of these stories, like, because I know that we've already talked about the Resurrection Mary before. So in a previous podcast, we've talked about Resurrection Mary, and that one's a very common story, like urban legend or just story. And then we've also talked about the voodoo priestess, but I have not heard of that story about they were just gonna like unbury all of these people just so they could create this like park in Colorado. And then they're just like, you know what, screw it, let's just build this park on top of these people.
I mean,
that is disgusting.
I hadn't heard it, but does it surprise me? No.
Oh my gosh. And then just for that guy to be like, I want more money, so I'm just gonna like cut up these bodies and so I can get more money, like, oh my gosh, like what kind of I know that there are people out there that think like that, but like, how are you that person?
Like, what happened, like, in your life to make you think that that is okay?
Oh my gosh. Okay, moving on to Arizona. Boot Hill Graveyard is just one part of a deeply haunted town. Tombstone, Arizona, site of the infamous 1881 gunfight at the OK Corral and host to Wild West personalities like Wyatt Earp, is now said to be one of the most haunted spots in American West. If the whole town is reportedly haunted, then what was the graveyard to be like? So the burial ground would be Boot Hill Graveyard, according to Haunted Cemeteries. Boot Hill racked up over 200 burials between 1878 and 1884. These include the victims of the OK Corral shootout, including Billy Clanton, as well as Tom and Frank McClure. Visitors to the graveyard, which closed in 1886, say the spot is haunted by unexplained sounds and eerie lights. A few report seeing the specter of Clanton emerging from his own grave or strolling along the road leading into town. Some of the spirits might have been stirred up by a restoration effort that took place during the 1930s, as haunted Tombstone. Looters took headstones, becoming so bold that the town hired a caretaker. Modern visitors still say they have been subject to odd smells, like cigarette smoke, when no one nearby has lit up. Others swear they've seen the figure of China Mary, an immigrant who, according to True West magazine, ran a general store and was buried in Boot Hill Cemetery in 1906. She supposedly appears wandering among the graves of Boot Hill. Highgate Cemetery might be full of ghosts and vampires. It would be strange indeed if a burial place as old as London's Highgate Cemetery didn't have the odd ghost story or two. Opened in 1839, reports Atlas Obscura, it's infamously atmospheric. Oh, and it could have a vampire infestation. It's odd, considering the many thousands of graves in Highgate, that the cemetery would become best known for hosting a possible vampire. Then again, the story, as related by Vice, is bursting at the seams with a high gothic drama and ghoulish hijinks. It began in 1967 when two teenage girls claimed to see dead folk walking around inside the cemetery. In 1970, things got gorier when numerous animals were found in the area drained of blood. In February of that year, a local named David Ferrant wrote to the newspaper Hampstead and Highgate Express saying he'd seen a supernatural figure there. Sean Manchester, another local, cemented the legend by saying that figure was nothing less than a vampire. It was the beginning of a long rivalry between the two men. Both stage rituals and stalk the graveyard with stakes, says the Journal of Folklore. Ferrant was even arrested for trespassing in a nearby churchyard. It all supposedly ended in 1973 when Manchester said he vanquished the vampire.
Okay. You go.
Okay. The Huguenot Cemetery speaks to Florida's haunted history. It's difficult to imagine ghosts in some places. A cold graveyard full of moss-covered headstones and stone mausoleums is one thing. But Florida, standing just outside St. Augustine's Huguenot Cemetery, and the subtropical heat, it's hard to believe. How could a graveyard in such a warm, sunny place be so haunted? Try coming back at night. Founded by the Spanish in 1565, St. Augustine, Florida is the oldest continuously inhabited city in the United States, says Britannica. The city's Huguenot Cemetery, a Protestant burial ground, may hold some of that 455 years of history in haunted form. According to Haunted St. Augustine and St. John's County, it was founded in 1821 when a yellow fever epidemic was ravaging the city. Some report seeing yellow fever victims lurking around the graves. Only three headstones have an 1821 date. But it's possible that early wooden grave markers rotted away in the intensely humid Florida climate. One favorite tale centers on Judge John Stickney, The judge died in 1882, says Old City Ghosts, and was buried in the Huguenot Cemetery. His family later wanted Stickney's remains moved to Washington, D.C., where his children lived. During the exhumation, thieves supposedly stole the judge's gold teeth. Now Stickney is said to haunt the area, still looking for his looted parts.
Oh. Nice.
This one's probably a little bit more well-known. The Paris catacombs are full of bones and spirits. The 18th century Paris had a real problem. The city, which had been around since 52 BC, says history, was overflowing with graves. Over the centuries, many thousands of people had died and been buried within Paris. Now their bones were everywhere, emerging ghoulishly from packed graveyards and causing illness and contamination citywide. City leaders soon realized that the solution was right in front of them. For centuries, people had been quarrying rock from beneath the city. Most mining operations had been abandoned after several building collapses, but miles of empty underground tunnels remained. Moving under cover of night to avoid public censure, workers took remains from graves and mausoleums through the city and stacked them beneath the Parisians' feet. After people stopped moving the bones in 1860, says Smithsonian Magazine, visitors were allowed to tour the spooky underground. In some of the public spaces, bones had been arranged in patterns and images, making for a striking tourist story to share with folks back home. Some wonder if the people of Paris past still linger. According to the world's most haunted places, the Catacombs Museum, where many visitors can access a small portion of the network, is haunted by ghostly voices. Other tourists just can't shake the feeling that there's an eerie presence watching them down there.
Ooh.
Bachelor's Grove haunts Chicago. Once well-maintained, this Chicago area burial ground was abandoned by the 1950s, says Atlas Obscura. While it grew a little wild, some whisper that the graveyard may play host to a bevy of urban legends and ghost stories. Bachelor's Grove has since been cleaned up, but the scary stories remain. The cemetery pond is one of the central locations for eerie tales. According to Bachelor's Grove Cemetery and other haunted places, two park rangers were subject to an especially odd scare in the 1970s. In the story, they saw the ghostly figure of a horse pulling itself out of the pond. That's especially odd since other legends claim that the pond was really a dumping ground for gang victims from the Prohibition era. Another tale says a two-headed monster stalks the grounds, says Haunted Bachelor's Grove. The figure is supposedly a human who was born deformed and hidden in the woods out of shame. Even though their physical form is long gone, every once in a while, you may just get a glimpse of a two-headed phantom. Stoll Cemetery is a devilish spot in Kansas. Where other graveyards might have a complement of ethereal specters and eerie noises, Stoll Cemetery near Lawrence, Kansas, has a far more devilish reputation. Local legends claim that the place isn't merely a quiet resting place, but is in fact a portal to hell. The confirmed history of Stoll, Kansas, reveals that the place was once small but prosperous, says Haunted Lawrence. As the 20th century rolled on, however, the place slid into gentle obscurity. The devilish legends about the cemetery didn't really begin to pop up until the 1960s. That's when people claimed that the grave of Betty and Frankie Thomas was damaged by a tree because the pair were evil witches. The rather slanderous legend morphed into tales about devil worshippers. Other legends, as reported by American Hauntings, include a wild tale that claims a half-human child was born to a woman who had congress with Satan. The infant only lived a few days, but legend says that his tiny ghost still walks through the cemetery. Others say that devil worshippers gather there, that a secret stairway leads directly to the underworld, and that even the Pope redirected his plane so he wouldn't have to fly over such evil ground. Even if there is some grain of truth, local residents have grown sick of vandals and looky loos, says Kansas KCTV News. People who trespass on nearby private property may have to worry about more tangible dangers than ghosts or demons. Salem's old burying point is full of haunted history. The old burying point in Salem, Massachusetts, has seen some of the city's dramatic history, including the Salem witch trials of 1692 to 1693. While none of the direct victims of the trials are buried there, says the Salem Witch Museum, there are some ominous notables laid to rest in the grounds, like trial judge John Hawthorne, who's said to wander near his own grave. With graves dating back to 1632, says Ghosts of Salem, there are many haunted stories to examine. One stomach-turning legend says that the basement of nearby Murphy's restaurant is plagued by spirits of the dead. It may have been touched off when a casket supposedly broke through the basement wall and fell into the restaurant.
Oh.
Like many other graveyards, Old Burying Point may host a lady in white. The unidentified woman is said to appear as a ghostly figure in photographs, while some paranormal investigators maintain that the orbs in their pictures aren't dust, but the lady herself. Some speculate that she's Mary Corey, the second wife of Giles Corey, says Ghosts of Salem. Giles was infamously pressed to death in 1692 after refusing to testify during the Salem witch trials. While those killed during the trials were unceremoniously dumped just outside the cemetery, says Salem Ghosts, their spirits might still be around. Visitors of the old burying point report seeing ghostly figures they've identified as accused witches.
Ooh.
Yeah. So let me just pick one more because I did not realize how many haunted cemeteries there are. So let's see. The final one, Most Holy Trinity Church's Phantom Bell Ringer. Originally constructed in 1841 by Father John Stephen Rofheiner to serve a growing population of Catholic German immigrants, New York's Most Holy Trinity Church was rebuilt as the two-towered brick building in 1854 before taking its final incarnation as a twin-spired edifice that now towers over the Brooklyn neighborhood of East Williamsburg, home to a thriving congregation for nearly two centuries. The parish is one of the oldest in Brooklyn. Founded in the spirit of fellowship and faith, this revered house of worship nonetheless has its share of dark secrets. The church's adjoining school is built on the land that once served as a cemetery. As documented on Most Holy Trinity's website, according to legend, not all of the bodies were relocated. Witnesses report phantom footsteps and mysterious voices are often heard resounding throughout the building, and lights in the gym turn on and off without cause. Most Holy Trinity's other ghostly tenants include the restless spirit of the church's second priest, Monsignor's Michael May, who is said to still reside in his room in the church's rectory, now reserved as guest quarters. No priest is willing to take Monsignor's mate's chamber as his own. And in 1897, church sexton and bell ringer George Sells was murdered in Most Holy Trinity's vestibule. The bloody handprint of the killer is still present in the stairway leading to the church's bell tower. Parishioners also claim Stelz can be heard roaming the halls and is responsible for the occasional unexplained ringing of the church bells.
Oh. I like it.
Yes. So many haunted cemeteries. So you can find these haunted cemeteries, creepy tales of haunted churches on grunge.com. The list just goes on and on and on.
Like the Energizer Bunny. It keeps going and going and going.
Yes, it just keeps going on and on and on. Yes, very, very true. So I hope you enjoyed, unless you want to add anything to it. I do know that when we were doing, I had talked about in the beginning of this episode about when we were in Girl Scouts and we would go to the cemetery and you had to find the oldest headstone and the youngest headstone. And I don't mean like the oldest person and the youngest person, but just like from the 1800s, right, or, you know, the 2000s or whatever. But when we were doing that in the Girl Scouts, I remember we had snuck off to the kid part of the cemetery because we weren't supposed to go there because it was like inappropriate. And so like we were trying to be like badass Girl Scouts. And I remember like, we're going to get in trouble. And like, no, we're not. And I went over there and there was like a stick that grabbed my pants, and because we were looking at the headstones to see like who were the youngest kids there, was there anybody our age there, and like a stick grabbed my pants and I thought that I was getting grabbed by like a hand of a child and I freaked out and I started screaming and I ran away and then I realized it was a stick. But you know, just like there's like this whole like just like feeling when you're in a graveyard, they're like, there's like a calmness in a feeling, but then there's just this like, I don't know, like you're just on edge, right? I think when you're at a graveyard. And you know that old saying like when you're just sitting at home and you get those shivers or chills that go down your spine and it's like, oh, someone just walked over your grave,
right?
You know, so when I had taken the kids there and they're just like walking, I'm like, no, you're walking over someone's grave. They're like, what are you talking about? So I had to explain that to them. Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed this episode. This one was not so bite-sized. This is like a king-size episode of Why Are You So Scared? Haunted Locations. So we'll talk at you next time. Bye.